Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Your life has value because it's everything that you have been through, that you have overcame, that you have conquered. Your life has value, and once you see the potential in your life, within your experience, within your lessons, that's when you become the best that you can ever be. So for today's live, we're talking about why your life, why your experience has lessons, and why you are able to be the best that you can possibly be. So if this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you're listening to this, make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Leave a star. Leave a comment below, because today we're speaking about why your life has value. So if this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about growth, development, Here at Failure is Knowledge, we speak about personal growth, marketing, and business strategies. Today, we're talking about personal development topic on how your life has value. What you have been through has value, because everything that you go through is gaining and help you to become more of a confident person. So, excuse me. So, you don't go through what you went through for no particular reason. There's always a lesson behind something that you need to learn, something that will help you over time, something that can really push you forward in a way that you're not prepared for, that you're not expecting. See, when I start to understand that my life had value, I have to understand what the value even was. So that's why I want to write on the board that your life has value. And then I'm going to go deep with the topic today. Hello, let me go ahead and Your life has value. Has value. I forgot to spell value for a second. Your life has value. And it's so important to recognize the type of value that you have by understanding that people are coming to you for a particular way of helping, for a particular way of asking for help. And so oftentimes when people was coming to me asking for help, asking for social media help, social media advice, social media experience or tips, it was so overwhelming because I was so confused on why they was coming to me, why they was asking me, why I was the go-to guy in social media. And when I really start to really understand that my life has value, what I have been through has value, what I share has value, what I go through has value, what I overcome has value, everything that I do has value, now other people would like to learn from me. That's the first one to hit on. Your life has value because others are learning from you. Others are learning from you. From you. I try to keep it short. Others are learning from you. And so when I really start being committed to social media, being committed to what I was doing, being committed to everything that I'm doing today, it started from a thought. It started from an idea. It started from a dream. And when I didn't understand what I was getting myself into, I just knew I had to be consistent. I just knew something would come from this. And even though I'm not able to see it overnight, even though I'm not able to witness it overnight, something in the future will prepare me, because others is constantly asking me for help. And so when I started for myself. I started for myself, not even knowing anything about personal development, business, marketing, or anything of that nature. I started for myself because I was willing to learn and put myself out there in an uncomfortable situation, in an uncomfortable environment, in an uncomfortable place and situation, because I knew in order for me to get better, I had to find what better was for me. And understand that it really takes time to identify that. It really takes awareness. It really takes concentration to identify what value I can bring. What value and experience am I going through? And so when I started, I did it for myself. And as I continue as I continue to show up every single day, I'm learning more on why it's impactful. I'm learning more on why others are coming to me asking for advice. I'm learning why others are learning from me. And so when I really put it in my mind, when I really committed to myself, I said, I'm going to do this regardless of the fact. I'm going to make videos regardless of the fact. That was my goal. That was my perspective. That was my thought process. I'm going to make videos, and I'm going to make videos until I get better. And once I get better, I don't know what's going to come from there. I just know I want to be consistent. I remember one time in a week time frame, I probably posted 124 different videos. Just me by myself. I posted 124 videos. That is a lot of videos to post. Yet it made me really commit to the process. It really made me trust. It made me trust that I was doing something right. I was doing something correct. I was doing something that not only put me in a better position, it put me in a position where others can come learn from me. And so as others learning from me with social media, I have to learn that my life has value because other people are learning from me, because other people are willing to learn from me. And when I understood that there's value here, I had to search what the value was. And so even though I was doing the work, I was doing and posting consistently, I didn't understand what value I was bringing to the table. I didn't understand the type of awareness that I was bringing to myself or the lessons that I was getting for myself. See, oftentimes it's just starting that's so scary, yet it has the most valuable lessons that can ever exist. Reason being, because when I started, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. When I committed back during COVID-19, when the world was shut down, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I just know I needed to do something for myself. What was the something? I had no idea what the something was, but I wanted to do it for me. I wanted to do it for me. It doesn't matter if it seems incorrect to anybody else. To me, I feel like it's the right thing. And so when I start to really understand what value I was bringing to the world, what value and structure I was bringing to myself, I was learning as I was going because I was able to find my value. See, your life has value because it's something that you experience. It's something that you go through. It's something that you overcome. There's no greater lesson than your own experience because you are the one that went through it. You are the one that overcame it. You are the one that didn't stop. See, oftentimes you have to go through your own experience to learn that your life has value. See, your life has value because others are coming to you. And even if others not coming to you, because it was a while, that was a long time when I was just making videos by myself and I didn't have no type of feedback. I didn't have no type of engagement. I didn't have no type of anything. I just wanted to really be committed to doing something for myself. And in the long run, they'll pay off. In the long run, I can see results. In the long run, I can potentially be better. And so when I learned the type of value that I was able to bring, I had to be able to do it every single day. I had to be able to do it when I don't feel like it. I had to be able to do it when I'm not feeling well. I had to be able to do it when I'm injured. And see, and the reason why I'm saying this is because life is going to hit you. Life is going to come. Life is going to come unexpectedly. And even though it's coming unexpectedly, we have to prepare for ourselves just by starting today. And see, one thing that stops a lot of people is that you don't have the answers to everything. You don't have, your questions are not answered. So today will never be the best day to start because you're second guessing yourself. Tomorrow will be the day. Next week will be the day that I'll start. Next month will be the day that I'll start. Next year will be the day that I'll start. How many times do we need to say next something is going to be our day, our moment, when in reality, today is where it begins. Today is where it begins. I remember a couple of weeks ago, my brother Kavi, he got a tripod. As simple as a tripod is, this is what a tripod look like. Hold on. Let me try to bring it. Yeah. He got a tripod. As simple as a tripod is, it has so much impact behind it. Why? Because now Kavi's doing something for himself. Kavi's making videos for himself. Kavi's making and using social media for himself. And the reason why that's so important, because it's oftentimes, others just have to see you do it first before they do it and learn from you. So when you understand the value that you're bringing to yourself, that not only to yourself, the value that you're bringing to others, and you know you're bringing value to others because they get inspired by it. They get inspired by it and really show that if you can do it, if I can do it, the next person can do it as well. See, oftentimes it's being committed for today. How can I do my best when I have no idea what my best is? When I have no clue what the best is? When I started making videos, I was cooking. I was cooking with my phone. I wasn't even good. The language that I was using was prolific. And prolific, I'm going to look up the definition of prolific because I want to say it correctly. So the definition of prolific, that's a good word though. I ain't going to lie. That's a good word. Prolific. Prolific definition, large quantities or with great frequency, highly productive. In other words, highly productive. So the reason I just wanted to look that word up is because I was highly productive. When you get to doing things, when you get the value in your life, you become more productive over time as you continue to do something. And so when I was learning and really observing how everyone was learning, or not necessarily everyone, but some people was learning from me, it inspired me to say, if they're learning from me, if they're willing to make videos, if they are confident to get on social media, what am I doing? What value am I bringing? Well, now I need to start asking myself. It wasn't the fact that it was bad. It was more so I didn't know what it was in order for me to keep going, in order for me to continue to be consistent. So when your life has value because it's something that you are going through, it's something that you are experiencing, it's something that you have went through. I remember I started training how to fight, or learning how to fight, or boxing. And as I was learning how to box, our first conversation with the trainer, with my trainer, he asked me, he stated, he was like, I'm confident in fighting. Because I've been fighting my whole life. So I've had the practice. I had the training. I have the awards. I have the competition. I have it. I have the confidence in that because I've been doing my whole life. But when it comes to social media, I don't have that much confidence. Because it's something that I have to learn. It's something that I have to study. It's something that I have to be open to. And so when he said that, it really gave me a new perspective that you can be great at what you're doing, but it's adapting to change that stops a lot of people from growing. That stops a lot of people from succeeding. The reason why that's so important, the reason why your value is so important, because your value is something that you're doing. Your value is something that you have experienced. Your value is something that you do every single day. And see, oftentimes doing something new every single day is challenging because we are so comfortable. We are so comfortable. My brother Malik, he started his YouTube before I did. And when he started it, he inspired me. Because he was making videos. He was getting on camera. He was talking. He was communicating. He was doing it for himself. And so he inspired me. I don't know who inspired him, but Malik inspired me because he was doing it for himself. And so when I saw that I can do it, I stopped second guessing myself. I stopped second guessing myself because I didn't know anything about YouTube. I stopped second guessing myself because I didn't know anything about Instagram. I stopped second guessing myself because I didn't know anything about Facebook. See, I stopped second guessing myself because I started to learn more over time. And when we see others doing something that we have a thought for, or that we can actually see ourselves doing, we have to be willing to go through the phase of learning and identify that it's something that's going to help us better, help us be better. And as we're being better, we have to really see that you get better over time before you get better overnight. See, the myth is that when you get better overnight, it's an overnight success. It's an overnight success because people that meet you, people that see you, are the ones that actually don't know your journey. Do not understand your journey. Don't understand what you have been through. The reason being because this is their first time meeting you. This is their first time seeing your value. This is their first time recognizing who you are. See, many times in life, we have to understand, it's not the fact that people are not recognizing us. It's the mere matter of the fact that we don't recognize the value that we have for ourselves, or the value we can bring to ourselves, or the value that others see in us. See, if we don't see the value in ourselves, that's a problem. Because if the next person see it, they can be convincing and say, hey, you should start doing this because of that. If I don't see myself doing that, I'm not going to never start. I'm not going to never start because I don't think I'm good enough. I'm not going to never begin because I don't think I'm great enough. I don't think I'm going to never begin because today is not the day for me to start. See, when I didn't know my value, I just wanted to learn more about what I wanted to do. I wanted to learn what more was, because at the time I was in the Marine Corps. And during COVID-19, the world was shutting down. I was learning more about myself, and as the world was shutting down, my world started to open because of a camera. And see, oftentimes, just the little things. COVID-19 wasn't little, okay? COVID-19 was a big, massive thing. Yet, for me, it was massive worldwide. And for me, it was even more massive because it pushed me to start something new. Excuse me. It encouraged me to start something new. It inspired me to start something new. Why? Because I saw and learned that I wanted more. And more can come if I didn't understand what my value was. See, oftentimes, life hits you. Life teaches you something. Life presents lessons that I often miss. And when I'm open to it, I fully learn, I fully see what life is bringing to me. What life is showing me I should be doing, because life is a representation of value. What is life? I'm going to look up the definition of life. What is the definition of life? Life is, must be nice, every song you can go home to from a long day work. Life definition, the condition that, now it's too difficult, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. Wait. The last one was like dark. But the synonyms are existing, being, living. And so that's, I wanted to look that up, is because what you go through, you have value. Until I was able to see the value in myself, every time I looked in the mirror, I knew others wouldn't see my value because I didn't see my value in myself. My favorite Michael Jackson song, and it's ironic, it's my favorite because it literally says, he started with the man in the mirror. In order for him to grow and get better, he had to look at himself. He had to really dive deep within himself and really just understand that he can do more and be more if he started with the man in the mirror. And the reason why this is my favorite song, because the message is so simple, yet it's so impactful, it's so empowering, because it has value. Your life has value when you see value within yourself. Value can bring value. I heard Wallow 267 say this. Value bring value. And when you have more value, you grow a lot more value. I don't know if he said it verbatim like that. Furthermore, it's the mere fact that when you see something in you, when you see and have belief, when you see and have confidence, when you see and achieve things in your life, You're building your wins up over time because everything is building on top of one another. Everything is growing from the last thing because the last thing is building for the next. How do I know this? Because when I picked up the phone, when I made my first video turned into over 900 podcasts or videos produced later on. My first video, my first time picking up a camera was scary. It was overwhelming. It was stressful. But I did it afraid. I did it afraid. That's the next one I want to hit on. Do it afraid. Two. Do it afraid. Afraid. Number two. They're supposed to say do it afraid. Hold on. There we go. Do it afraid. Dang. Do it afraid. Hello. I gotta do it afraid. A-I-D. Do it afraid. And see, the reason why I say do it afraid is because when I started making videos, when I started using social media, when I started posting online, I wasn't the best communicator. I wasn't the best storyteller. I wasn't the best anything because I had to learn how to be the best. I was doing it afraid because I had no knowledge to it. I had no experience to it. And so when I start to see the value in myself, I really just start being committed that I'm going to do this a lot. I'm going to do it a lot. And making videos is just one value of it, one thing that you can bring, but there's more that goes into it. There's a lot more that goes into it because there's a process behind it. When you get better over time, it starts from you committing to yourself today. And you have to commit to yourself today because you can only grow more than you think. You can grow more than you expect. Because what we see within ourselves, we don't think we can actually do. I didn't see myself making videos like this when I started. I didn't see myself communicating like the way I talk. I didn't see myself doing any of that. Because I wasn't aware of it. I didn't see the value. I didn't know I had value. I had a will to be determined. I had effort to be seen. And I was able to learn what social media actually was. Right? So you learn because you're doing it afraid. If I would have waited 4 years to start, 4 years ago, back in 2020 during COVID-19, I wouldn't be where I am today because I waited 4 years to start. Think about it. If I didn't pick up a camera, if I didn't make my first video, if I didn't really press post, I wouldn't be where I am today. I really had to really just think about it and feel it and understand because my value wouldn't be here if I would have keep procrastinating and pushing it away. How can you get better if you never start? I was asking myself that. So when I saw my brother Malik making videos, I'm like, it's easy to him. He can do it. He's doing it all confidently. Why can't I do it? And so that's right. Action breeds growth. Yes, sir. Action breeds growth. And so when I saw him do it, it really inspired me because I wanted to learn how to do it for myself. See, seeing others do it is just an inspiration. It's just a thought. It's just a moment of realization like, hey, they can do it. I know them. Why am I not doing it? It's the doing that stops a lot of people. Because in order to do, you have to do it afraid. Why? Because you don't know everything. You don't know all the information that you need to have. You don't know all the answers that they're looking for. You don't even know the correct terminology. But when you start, when you begin and identify the value that you have, you're able to do it afraid and learn as you continue to make a decision for yourself. Committing is so scary because you have to do it for yourself. Other times in life, I was making decisions based off others, and it was a lot more easier than making decisions for myself. So now I had to learn have to be okay with doing it afraid, because me doing it afraid led me to do it confidently. How can you get confident in doing something if you never put time into doing it when you was horrible? How can you get better when you never been, when you never see that you was not that good in the first place? See, when I was making videos, I was not that good. I was not that confident. I was not that motivated, because I just wanted to commit to doing it. Seeing the next person is a spark of inspiration. But me actually doing it, it was a lot scarier, because I had to pick up the camera. I had to press record. I had to speak to the camera. I had to post the video. I was the one that had to do it, because I no longer was looking for inspiration. I was looking for me to take action. And so when I was doing it afraid, I was taking action on something that I didn't fully understand. Yes, making decisions for others is a whole lot easier to do it for someone else than ourselves. Strong statement. I appreciate it, Isaiah. I appreciate it. I'm gonna read that again, because I think I ain't put enough emphasis behind it. Yes, making decisions for others is a whole lot easier to do for someone else than ourselves. Strong statement. And see, the reason why we stop ourselves from growing is because we don't see our value. It's because we don't recognize the value that we have, because we are afraid to start for ourselves. We are afraid to do it for ourselves because we expect it to be hard. I made a video a couple of days ago, either yesterday or last week. I made a video, expect the worst. When we as human beings expect the worst is going to happen. The worst is going to happen because we're not thinking how to expect the good. We've been trained how to expect the worst. I've been trained how to expect the worst, so I have to learn how to expect the good by preparing and practicing correctly, by preparing and studying correctly, by preparing and not being so hard on myself. See, many times in life, there's lessons that get presented. There's an experience that we have to go through. And learning from other people's journeys is good. Yet it's a lot different when one experiences it by themselves. When one go through it by themselves. When I went through my divorce, I didn't think it was going to be that difficult. You see, I thought it was going to be that difficult. I thought. Because I saw other people go through their divorce. I'm like, it ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. Not saying that I want it to happen, but I didn't know it can happen. I didn't know it could happen. And when it happened, I was surprised, right? And when I got surprised, that's when I started expecting the worst. Because it was something I wasn't expecting. I was unfamiliar with the pain. I was unfamiliar with the struggle. I was unfamiliar with the work that had to be done for myself. And see, what others talk about is a lot easier because you're not the one going through it. And so now that I went through it, now I'm able to see and recognize the value that I have for myself. See, it's like a building block. It's like there's a game called Jenga. I think it's called Jenga. Jenga. This is the game I'm talking about. Hello. This is the game I'm speaking about. Jenga. I feel like I'm saying it incorrectly. Furthermore, hopefully y'all saw the picture. Hopefully y'all saw what I just looked up. Anywho, so there's a game called Jenga. It's a building block game where you have to like have three different rows and you stack them on top of each other. And you stack them on top of each other, Then now it's like right here. It's from here to here. And what you have to do, you have to push the block out. And now make the whole tower fall down. So as you're pushing the block out, you have to push it out and pull it out, and the stack will still be standing.
What a lot of people mess up is that when you get to the place where there's no more to push out, and you have to figure out how to push it out without tilting over, that's where the game get tough. That's where it get difficult. That's where it get challenging. Because you got to push the block enough so it don't tip over. But as you're pushing the block, you have to see the other side and observe the whole game. The whole game. And so the point of me saying and bringing up Jenga is because life is like building blocks. Oftentimes we're building in life. And as we're building in life, we're building ourselves. We're creating the value. We're demonstrating and going through different experiences. So everything builds on top of one another. And yet, when life hit us unexpectedly, now our blocks is getting removed. Now our confidence is being removed. Now our strength is being loosened. And now our word is not as strong as it was when we start building the blocks. When we had the foundation is no longer there because now we have to learn our value. And so when you're pushing the block out, as you're building yourself up, as you're building the value up within yourself, life is going to happen. And see, when life happened, that's when the tower tipped over. When the tower tipped over, now all the pieces are scattered all over the place. It's scattered all over the place. And now you have to pick up it. You can pick up three and rebuild the foundation and start the game all the way over. And see, starting the game all the way over gives you more relief because you have more blocks to play with. Your value, when you're bringing and going through a hard time and experiencing something that you are not expecting, when you rebuild your blocks, you're rebuilding your confidence. When you're rebuilding yourself, you're rebuilding your value. When you're rebuilding your experience, you're rebuilding your story. See, your value is just saying, is picking yourself back up when life knocks you down. When life knocks you down, what do you do when you are on the ground? What do you do when you are on the ground? You are on the ground because it's something that you don't expect. It's something that you wasn't expecting. And when it knocks you down, are you ready to be made into a better person? Are you ready to accept the challenge to get back up on your feet? Sylvester Stallone said this in a Rocky movie. It doesn't matter how hard you get hit. What does matter is how many times you can get hit and get back up on your feet. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And see, when you win and rebuild yourself, you're building a value. And see, when you build your value, now others are able to learn from you, able to be around you because your value is speaking through you. Your value is showing because others want to be around you. Your value is showing because you just rebuilt yourself. Your value is showing because you didn't give up. Your value is showing because you didn't stay down when you got knocked down. See, in the game of Jenga, you can start over when the game is over. In life, different moments, different experiences seem like life is over. But if we have a breathing chance, if we're breathing, if we're up, if we're moving, if we have the strength and the capacity to do so, you have another chance in life. And see, the reason why that's so incredible is because your value gets built the more you get up. Your value gets demonstrated the more you never give up. See, your value gets displayed to others because others see how much you are committed to getting back up. You see, you have to go through the hard time. You have to go through the lessons. See, when I was training how to box, learning how to fight, learning how to box, I was learning because I had to get hit. It's completely different watching videos from someone hitting the mitts or the hands. It's completely different. Like, oh, they hitting the mitts. They hitting the mitts. Oh, that seemed pretty cool. They hit it. They training. Okay, they can speed up. They can speed up. What are they actually doing? Right? So then when I start to train, I'm like, maybe it ain't that easy. Maybe it's not that easy like these people are making it seem like it's easy. And so as I'm getting up and I'm learning how to fight, and I'm learning how to throw a punch, and I'm learning how to throw a hook, and I'm learning how to protect my face. I'm learning because I committed to the process. And so when I remember one time when I was hitting the mix, and my trainer, he give me a combination. I throw the combination, and then he was like, "Keep your hand up." I'm like, "All right, I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone." He give me the same combination. Keep your hand up. And by keeping your hand up, I'm just saying you gotta protect your face at all time. And so when you're protecting your face at all time, you gotta keep your hand up. And so fast forward a couple weeks later, I started to spar. I started to fight against other people, other individuals. The same lesson that he was teaching me. When I wasn't in pain, when I wasn't getting hit, when I wasn't going through a hard time, he kept telling me, keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. The banking bag. Keep your hand up. And so, as I was fighting the other individual, the other person that was boxing, we was throwing hands, we was boxing, but he kept hitting me with the same move. He hit me with the same hook 6 different times, and the hook is just going straight across your body. He hit me 6 different times in the same spot, in the same location. I just stopped. I said, "Hey man, how are you hitting me in the same spot 6 different times?" He said, "Because every time you flinch, every time I flinch, you drop your hands. And every time you drop your hands, I hit you." I said, "So wait, so I just did that 6 different times?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Huh? I didn't feel myself do it." Yeah, it was the fact that when I was training with the trainer, he kept telling me, "Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up." It wasn't until weeks later I learned why to keep my hands up. Because when my hands get down, I'm unprotected. See, in life, we have to be unprotected sometimes in order for us to learn a lesson. See, when you learn a lesson, you got to keep your hands up. See, when you learn a lesson, you have to get hit. See, when you learn a lesson, you have to get hit multiple times to learn that you're supposed to do something correct. See, when you have value, you start to see the value that's there in front of you. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up. See, when your hands is up, now you're protected. When your hands up, now you're doing it afraid. When your hands up, now others can learn from you. Because you're doing it afraid. You don't have to fight to be good. You just have to start to be great. I picked I made the decision to learn how to box. And it was the best decision because it has so many different life lessons. It has so many different life lessons. Keep your hands up because you got to protect yourself. Keep your hands up because you got to discover your value. Keep your hands up because you got to always do it to the best of your ability. You got to do it to the best of your ability, because if you don't do it to the best of your ability and you wait to do it and you never start to do it, the protection would not be there because you waited to start. And so in the game of Jenga, you're able to restart. You're able to build the blocks back up and put them on top of each other and just rebuild. The same analogy with Jenga is the same analogy with yourself, with your life, with your experience. What you go through is building you up. And as you are getting built throughout the journey, you're going to get knocked down. Excuse me. You're going to get knocked down. And when you get knocked down, so good. I appreciate it. And when you get knocked down, it's not the end of the world. In fact, it's the beginning of a new world. Why do I say that? Because you got to keep your hands up. You got to keep your hands up. See, when you're keeping your hands up, you're committing to the process. You're committing to yourself and you're committing to your value. See, when I start to understand how to keep my hands up, I start to learn that I have more value than I think. I have more value than I thought because I'm keeping my hands up. Even though I'm keeping my hands up, I'm protected. I'm protected for what? Life. Life is going to hit you. See, life doesn't stop hitting you. It's going to hit you multiple different times, multiple different occasions, multiple circumstances. And it's what you do when you get hit that matters the most. It's what you do that matters. It's what you do when you get knocked down that matters the most. It's what you do when you don't give up that matters the most. See, when you do it afraid, you have to do it when you don't have all the answers. Keep your hands up. And when I didn't keep my hands up, he hit me. He kicked me. Well, the trainer kicked me, but the guy that I was fighting against, he hit me. Keep your hands up. See, when I learned how to keep my hands up, I learned how to do it afraid because I was willing to learn from my experiences. I was willing to be able to get knocked down many times and recognize that it's not the end of the world as I'm getting knocked down. What happens to a lot of people, what happens to a lot of individuals is that when you get knocked down the first time, that's the most difficult thing there is. Because you can throw in the towel. You cannot, by throwing in the towel, I'm saying you can give up on yourself. I don't want to do this no more because it's too hard. I don't want to go through this no more because I didn't think it was going to be this difficult. Excuse me. I don't want to do this no more because I'm not good. See, we have so many self-doubts within our heads because we're not keeping our hands up. See, when you keep your hands up and you're protecting yourself, you have to protect yourself as you move, as you swing, as you go through life, as you gain new experiences. You have to be willing to learn new skills, learn new information, learn new, and go through new experiences. Reason being, because you have to understand that your value comes from what you go through. Your value comes from what you experience. See, your value gets displayed because others are willing to learn from you. Just sit back and think about it. How many times has anybody came to you about a particular thing that you're doing? Hey, I need help in this. Hey, I need help in this because you're doing that. Hey, I need help in this because you've been doing it for so much longer. It's not the fact that we're doing it so much longer. It's the mere fact that we don't see our value. We don't see our value, and our value stops a lot of people because we're not able to identify within ourselves. Keep your hands up, and as you're keeping your hands up, be protected as you do rather than being protected and never start. Because when you never start, you never get good. When you never start, you never can get back up. When you never start, you never can pick yourself back up and rebuild your foundation. And rebuild the blocks and how the blocks is meant to build you up over time. See, one thing that happens in life is that life doesn't stop lifing. Meaning, in other words, life does not stop happening to anybody, to anyone. Because you're not special. You're not special. I'm not special. And I know this because I go through so many different things. I go through so many different things. And what makes me different is that I put myself in the different situations, in the different circumstances, in the different challenges because I want to learn something here. I'm seeking for a lesson. I'm seeking to be taught. I'm seeking to mess up a lot. My brother, he's learning jiu-jitsu. And when he started telling me that he's in jiu-jitsu and he's going against people that's been doing it for a long time, longer than he has. Jiu-jitsu is like a grappling fighting comeback. It's like a grappling fighting comeback. And so he's telling me, like, I'm just a white belt. And I don't know all the colors, but a white belt is just a beginner. Like, I'm just this. I'm just a white belt. I'm not that good. I'm still learning. But these guys that's been doing it for so long, I'm going against them, and I'm showing that I can hang with them. It's not the fact that you're just a white belt. It's the fact that you decided to do it for yourself. And so as I'm really listening to him, oftentimes we discredit our value because we are just a podcaster. We're just a social media. I just do social media. I just talk to the camera. I don't have value. At least it's what we think we don't have. We have value because we decided to do it for ourselves. Do it afraid. Last one I want to hit on is do it for yourself. Yourself. Do it for yourself. And the reason why this one just came about, this one came across, is because your value gets displayed when you do what's best for you. When you do, and rather than seeking and asking permission, you ask yourself permission, and then you do it. You don't talk yourself out of it. You find a way to do it, because when you do it for yourself, you're doing it afraid. You're doing it afraid because you're no longer saying that I'm not good enough. You're no longer saying that I'm just a person. You're no longer saying that I just done something. What you go through builds your value. What you experience creates your value. What you overcome demonstrates your value. Why? Because people want to learn from people that's growing. People want to learn from people that's growing. How do you grow and get around people that you would like to help, that you would like to make an impact on, if you're not making an impact for yourself? So when I decided to make a video for myself, or to record, and because I had the inspiration, I didn't know everything that went behind recording. So I had to record, then I had to edit, then once I had to edit, I had to look over again, make sure everything was good. Then once I did that, I had to post it. Then once I posted, I had to write a caption. And then once I write a caption, I had to engage with the people that come in it. When you decide to do something for yourself, just know it's going to be hard. I want to give you fair warning. It's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And just because it is challenging doesn't mean you can't do it. Doesn't mean you can't learn it. Doesn't mean you can't create your value from this something new, especially when it is something new that you enjoy. How do you get better over time if time is working with you rather than against you? See, this is how you get better. First, you just start. When you do it for yourself, you're not asking for permission. You're not asking, hey, I had this idea. I have this dream. I have this thought process, and I want to do it, but I'm so afraid to do it. And you're seeking validation. You're seeking permission from the other person to say, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. You should start doing it. You will be great. And see, what stops a lot of people is that we don't believe that we can become great over time. We want to be great when we start, and that's not how life goes. That's not how life even comes from there. Because we have to understand that as life is going on, as life and we are developing as people, as individuals, we only get better the more we do something. The more we do and show up for ourselves, the better we're getting over time. The better we are getting over time. And the reason why that is so important, because when you do it for yourself, you're doing what's best for you. You're chasing your dreams. You're finding a way to make it happen. And when you are making it happen, when you make it happen, life teaches you how you can be more prepared. Life shows you that you're doing the right thing. And even though you're doing the right thing, it can help you over time. It can help you in due time, just not overnight. And the reason why it doesn't help you overnight, because you have to learn what you are doing throughout the nights. Make sure y'all hit that subscribe button. Because today we're just diving deep. And see, your value is something that a lot of people would like to be a part of. A lot of people would like to see. A lot of people that would like to visually be around. And oftentimes excuse me. That just gave me a headache. Hold on. You ever cough so hard and get a headache? I just did. Anywho, so when you do it for yourself, you're creating your value. See, every time I go live, every time I make a video, every time I'm marketing myself, this is what creating videos is doing. You're marketing yourself. I'm doing it for me. At first, I was doing it for me. Now, I'm doing it because I understand that there are people that would like to learn from me. There are people that want to see me do more. They want to see me achieve more so I can give them some type of inspiration. See, marketing is being consistent. Marketing is communicating. Marketing is doing it afraid and learning from your mistakes. Muhammad Ali was a phenomenal boxer. I don't know why I'm talking about boxing today, but we're going to stick with it. Muhammad Ali was a phenomenal boxer. And yet, if he didn't learn how to properly communicate, if he didn't learn how to properly talk trash to his opponents, if he didn't properly know how to have interviews, he wouldn't be a great boxer because people wouldn't know him. See, when you have value, you have to start sharing. Many would say that Muhammad Ali was cocky. I watched a video of him speaking. He said, man, I'm just marketing. Man, I'm just marketing. Marketing is just sharing yourself, sharing your story, and building awareness around something that you're doing. Muhammad Ali became a great boxer, Muhammad Ali became known as a great boxer. We had more people paying more attention to him. And see, it only came from him being able to fight. It only came from him being able to keep his hands up. It only came from him for doing it for himself. And so as I'm watching this video, as I'm watching what he's doing, what he's saying, how he's going about communicating, he's a confident fella. He's a confident fella. And I say that because every word that he pronounced, every word that he communicated, every story he told had meaning behind it because he saw his value. He saw his value. Some might say he was arrogant. I say he was a confidently marketer. He was marketing himself because he can back up what he was talking about. He can back up what he was doing because in the ring, he was great. In the ring, he was amazing. Outside of the ring, his value increased because he was able to market himself. He was able to share his value to others, and others see his value. And when others see his value, they want to start learning from his value. They want to start seeing him lose with his value. They want to start seeing him win with his value. So you can't please everyone, and you should be focused on pleasing yourself first and foremost. Because it's so important. It's so important to see what your efforts turn into as you're doing it for yourself. Many would say that it's difficult. Many would show why it's difficult. And yet many would never start because they don't see value within themselves. So you see, your life has value because your value gets bought and built. Your value gets built from you doing and gaining the experience that will help you better over time. There's no such thing as overnight success. You're absolutely right. There is a such thing as success over time, because in time you have to get better. You have to see your value, because your value only improves when you see it for yourself. When you look the man in the mirror, look the person in the mirror, and really just say that you're doing it for you, you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for you first, you have to be okay with doing it afraid. Because when you do it afraid, life is going to open doors for you. Life, God, your belief, faith, but whatever you like to say. I believe in God. I'm not putting my belief on anybody. Furthermore, whatever you believe, they are going to open the door for you. They are going to open the door from your value, because your value is constantly being worked on. Your value is constantly being improved. Your value is constantly being strengthened. Muhammad Ali not only worked on his fighting skills, but he worked on his communication skills, because he knew he needed to market himself. He knew he needed to put himself out there. He knew he needed to connect with a whole bunch of people to really make a difference. To really show more than just fighting. How can you really stand out? How can you really share your value in a way where others just see it, but like, wow, I'm amazed with this person's value. I'm amazed with this person's value because they see their value for themselves. You have value for yourself. You just have to recognize what value it is. Oftentimes in life, we have different lessons that we go through, and we have different moments that we experience. We have different circumstances that make us the best that we can be. But it's just getting up that makes it difficult. It's getting ourselves back up from the hurt. It's getting ourselves up from pulling the band-aid off. It's pulling ourselves up from doing it afraid. Because when you do it afraid, now you see that you are capable of doing it. You are capable, and it's possible for you. I want to look up the definition of capable. Because Words are powerful. Words are powerful. I want to look the definition up of it. Capable. Or quality necessary to do or achieve a specific thing. See, when you achieve something, you're demonstrating the value that you have. The value that you have is been shown by the way you show up for yourself, by the way you grow for yourself, by the way you develop with the things that you're doing. There's a process behind everything. You can't be afraid of the process, because if you're afraid of the process will never come to you, because it stops you from growing. It stops you from developing. It stops you from discovering your value. Your value is always in you. Yet you have to be okay with finding your value, with being embarrassed and doing it afraid, because you're able to learn more as you continue along the journey, as you continue to go, as you continue to progress. I was watching this podcast with Earn Your Leisure, and I was watching the podcast, and they were just talking about someone that's in real estate, or it was a construction conversation or real estate conversation. And the question was asked, if someone want to get into real estate investing, what advice would you give? He said, man, learn how to save and then get around the industry. Start learning the industry. Start reading books, going to seminars, and gaining the experience and the knowledge for it, because it's going to help you build your value up over time. And so when I heard that, it really made me really think, like, anything can be learned if you really just commit to learning it. It's committing to learning it, because we have no idea where to start. When I picked up the camera for the first time during COVID-19, when the world shut down, I picked up the phone and I had no idea what I was going to do, or where I had no idea what was going to come from this. That was 4 years ago. I keep repeating it, because your life can change more drastically than you think over time. 4 years is not four nights. Four nights is not 4 years. So then I really had to really be focused with myself to say, if I want to do this, if I want to learn this, I have to learn it to the best of my ability. I have to learn it, and I have to continue to learn, because when you start learning a new piece of information, it's not going to be the end. We went to this financial conference. It was the Aspire conference. And then the money is. So we went to the conference, and Andrew, that was his name, he was saying that your financial IQ is not going to be improved from this weekend. We was there for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Your financial IQ, meaning the way you think about finances, will not be improved for this weekend. This weekend is to give you a starting point to learn more about finances and how you can start using this for yourself. And so when he said that, it really made sense. Like, you have to really be committed to learning everything that's in your field, everything that's in your industry, everything that's in your niche, because your niche is something that you can improve over time. And so what's difficult for a lot of individuals, even myself, is dialing down to what the value was, what the value can be. And I was willing to try everything. I remember I had just paid. I was doing real estate, or trying to do real estate wholesaling. I was doing it. And as I was doing it, I bought this other program that was like $997. And I didn't do nothing with it. I paid for it. Even though I paid for it, I didn't even use it. I was looking for the next opportunity, when the opportunity that was in front of me was my next opportunity. So then I had to really just dive in with myself. Like, there's a lot of information here. Yes, you're right. There is a lot of information. Yet when you focus on the one thing, the one industry, the one niche, you can learn as much with this industry as you can. Because there's countless of information, there's countless of books about it, there's countless of blogs about it, YouTube channels about it. There's countless of information out there. What stops a lot of people is that we try to learn different things all at once. And the different things that we learn all at once, we have to start at ground zero and work our way back up. And then when we get back to the up and learn a little more than we did when we started, we forget all this information and go to the next one and start from the ground bottom and start learning new information again. I was there. I wanted to learn everything. Even though I was learning everything, I was acting on everything. So then I'm learning something. I'm like, okay, I gotta go try this. As I'm trying, I'm forgetting about the something that I've already started. So fast forward 4 years later, I stay with social media. Social media is now something I'm learning more around business, around marketing, and personal development. And it wasn't the fact that I wasn't good with it. It was just the fact that I didn't make no money from it. I didn't make any money from social media because I didn't know how to. So now I really have to learn more about business. Okay, what is business? Now I have to learn about marketing. Okay, what is marketing? Now I have to learn more about personal development. Okay, what is that? Every block that we go through, just like the game of Jenga, every block is a building block to the next level. And the next level is here to help you grow over time. Then over time, you're going to get to the top. And once you get to the top, there's going to be a block that gets removed because life is going to hit you. There's going to be another block that's going to hit you because life is troubling. There's going to be another block that's going to be removed because you just experienced something heartbreaking. And then when your foundation gets knocked down, you have to rebuild yourself back up from the first block all the way up to the top. It's difficult, yet you become stronger over time. You become more wiser as you continue to go along. You become more smart with the information you have because you're able to focus on something that you are really inspired by. That you really are inspired by because your value is coming from that. And when your value is coming from that, now you're able to see more of who you can become and why you're becoming this person. Your value is something that's going to not only get you in the room, but connect you with others that see your value because your value is speaking because of your words. Your value is speaking because of your presence. Your value is displayed because you are showing up for yourself. And if you really got value for this, make sure you hit the subscribe button and leave in the comments your biggest takeaway from your life has value. And I would love to read. I would love to engage with it because first you have to identify that others are learning from you. What your value is, people are already asking you what you are good at. You just have to identify what you're good at and really focus on it. Because when your focus is on it, now you have to do it afraid. You can't know everything if you don't start with nothing that you have. You have to start with what you have to learn the information that you need to know in order for you to be better over time. And as you're doing it over time, you have to do it for yourself. Don't worry about everybody else. You have to worry about yourself. When you worry about yourself, do it for yourself. So if you enjoyed this video, leave your biggest takeaway in the comments. Make sure you subscribe and share this video with a friend that don't see a value within themselves. That with a friend that just came up in your mind and say, hey, I believe this. You will like this video because it will help you discover your value for yourself. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.